Red flags have been raised about the pension fund for public employees in the third largest city in Massachusetts. The state agency that monitors and regulates public pension systems in Massachusetts says it has serious concerns about the city of Springfield's plan to reduce the large unfunded liability in its pension fund. The city's pension fund is just 27% funded, the lowest of any municipality in the state. The city administration proposes to aggressively increase contributions to the fund in an attempt to catch up. Concern about the city's ongoing pension fund liability prompted a majority of the city councilors, led by Tim Allen, who chairs the Finance Committee, to petition to postpone a final vote this week on the proposed city budget for the fiscal year that starts July 1st.
Because once you see the numbers, it might impact your thinking about what you would vote on in this coming budget.
Allen held a meeting Thursday with the city's top finance officials and members of the Springfield Retirement Board to review the plans to address the pension fund liability. The city's chief finance officer, T.J. Plant, said the city proposes to increase contributions to the pension fund by 8% in the next fiscal year and by 14% in each of the following two fiscal years.
We would love to do more, sure, but every dollar we put towards pension is a dollar less that's not available for other core services of government.
The Massachusetts Public Employee Retirement Administration Commission approved the new funding schedule, but in a letter to the city's retirement board dated April 25th, warned it had, quote, serious concerns about the long-term sustainability of the plan. City officials stressed that no current retirees' pensions are at risk because of the unfunded liability. The city has until 2040 to fully fund the pension system under state law. The funding schedule adopted by the retirement board projects full funding by the year 2034. But for that to happen, the pension fund would need a 7.6% annual return on its investments, and the city would need to avoid a spike in retirements. 15 years ago, the city's pension fund was nearly 55% funded, but then the fund took serious hits when a large number of employees accepted an early retirement offer from the city in 2002 and 2013, and the investment returns dropped to 2% in 2008. Allen said he's concerned the city is kicking the can down the road and should perhaps look to make even higher contributions to the pension fund than proposed beginning in the next fiscal year.
I'm advocating for honesty and integrity in numbers, let's get us on the right page. Then I'm advocating for that question. How long do we start putting a little bit more in this year rather than putting the whole thing off?
Plant said the city's pension fund problems are not new, and he urged the council to stick with the funding schedule proposed by the administration.
Although we know it's a major issue, the administration and I really want to get ahead of it and be on top of it as well. That's why we've adopted the aggressive funding schedule. It's something that we can do over time and do the incremental change and make sure that we stay aggressive with it. And make sure that we're making the progress we need to make.
Allen said he plans to hold at least one more Finance Committee meeting on the issue before the council votes on Mayor Dominic Sarno's proposed $616 million budget. The council has scheduled a meeting on June 6th to vote on the budget. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.